Conspiracy of Angels, Part 8 of the Angel Mountain Saga, written by Brian John and read by Janine Cooper Marshall and Malk Williams.
Following my visit, I walked home again in a very pensive mood. When I arrived, I had to grovel for forgiveness yet again. I called Billy and Will into my room, and when they stood before me, probably expecting another fusillade from my heavy weaponry, I said, "You two have put me to considerable bother of late, and I am very angry with you." "Why, mistress," said Will, sounding pained, "I thought that business involving Constable Wilson was already dealt with." "So it was, Will. But now I am angry with you for not being honest with me. Why could you not have told me that when you got caught up in that street brawl, you were defending my good name and that of the Plas?" Billy looked at Will and then at me.
"We did not like to bother you with all of that, mistress. You have had enough to cope with in recent months, and we thought it best to protect you from the tittle-tattle of idiots who have brains no bigger than peas."
I cannot explain it, but I fear that at this point my emotions got the better of me, and as I stood up, my eyes filled with tears. Will looked embarrassed and did not know what to say or do, but Billy spontaneously crossed the room and gave me a big hug. That made me feel a great deal better, and I managed a weak smile.
"There now, mistress," he said. "The last few days have been a bit more exciting than usual, that's for sure, and you are not yet back to full strength. A bit too much it has been. But you just take your time, mistress, and we will have you as right as rain in no time at all."
I smiled and thought it a very strange world when one minute I am seeking to rescue my head man from some disaster or other, and the next minute he is seeking to do the same for me.
"God bless you both," I managed to say.
"You are truly angels, and I have not the faintest idea what I would do if I was ever to lose either of you. So I apologise from the bottom of my heart for failing to recognise your noble intentions when you beat up those thugs down in town. Furthermore, I apologise for removing those shillings from your wages. That was very insensitive of me, and in recompense, you shall have your shillings restored, and a shilling extra for each of you at the end of the week. On one condition."
"Yes, mistress?"
"That you do not spend a single penny in the Black Lion for at least a week. Agreed?"
"I think we can manage that, mistress," said Will with a big grin on his face. "I think the ale is better in the Royal Oak anyway."
"I'm sure your judgment is impeccable. Now, be off with you."